This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. 7 past 5. Well, Xero's decision to leave New Zealand Stock Exchange is being labelled disappointing and disrespectful. Xero boss Rod Drury has announced plans to delist from the NZX in February next year, saying 80% of the company's revenue now comes from outside New Zealand. The reaction today has been swift, with one fund manager calling it ungracious, another saying it's a psychological blow to the local market, and another saying it sends a mixed message to other Kiwi startups. To talk about this, Xero CEO Rod Drury is with me, and good evening.
Hey there, Larry.
This hasn't gone down well, Rod. The decision has been heavily criticised by fund managers, so explain why you're leaving the NZX.
It was a size and scale issue. You know, our really big news today is we are EBITDA positive for the first time. So we've really been, balancing that growth and, getting through the phase where the business is, seen as risky. And then to get through to being EBITDA positive is huge. And we're really setting ourselves up for the next phase of growth. And what we're seeing is a lot of investors from all over the world who need us to be in a bigger market with more liquidity so they can get in and trade and get out and do all of those things. So we're not disadvantaging any New Zealand shareholders. New Zealand shareholders have had a 70% lift on us this year. And with us getting onto the bigger market, it means further investors can come through. So there's a really good growth path for existing investors. And, it's quite exciting to be at this point.
So what do you make of the criticism then?
Well, you can imagine that some of the local fund managers would be concerned. We really appreciate their support, but we've done quite a bit of work. We've had a lot of external advice, and the best thing for all shareholders is us getting on a larger exchange and just getting that next level of investors. As we continue to grow our market cap, as we keep delivering these great results, you want to make sure you've always got these big global funds, which give us also a lot of help with deals, working with big banks overseas and help build our brand and all those good things. So, we've been very supportive and very well supported by the NZX. I'd still think for New Zealand tech companies listing locally and building those credentials is, makes sense. And, we're still a New Zealand company. Nothing really changes. We have 1,000 staff here. Just got a new big office in Wellington, offices in Hawke's Bay. And I hope most New Zealanders are proud of us.
And you're right. Xero has been well supported by New Zealand investors. It's trading at a premium right now. I'll give you some examples, though, here of the reaction. Brian Gaynor, Milford Asset Management, says it's a dreadful decision. He's mystified. John Lindsay, Nikko Asset Management, disappointing and disrespectful. And it doesn't stop there, Rod.
I'm sure there'll be a little short-term emotional reaction, but if you rationally look at it, it makes a whole lot of sense. And we're proud New Zealanders. We've done a lot for New Zealand. We are proudly from New Zealand all over the world. And, we're an example to a whole lot of companies, creating thousands of jobs and helping other companies go as well. So there's no doubt about that. I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's a very logical strategy when you get to our size. And, we're still a proud New Zealand company. And now we're on a much larger market. We're paired with other global companies as well, which is an important part of our strategy moving forward.
The argument is that this will be a psychological blow to the New Zealand share market. What do you say?
No, I think the New Zealand share market should be really proud. What we want to see is the next generation of entrepreneurs using the pathway that we've created. So the people are looking for the next Xero, and it's really now for the next group of companies to kind of leverage the pathway that we've created. And being on the NZX hasn't taken options off. We've had US funds coming in and investing. We've put New Zealand on the radar. So I think this is exciting. It shows all the potential you can have with being a New Zealand listed tech company. But we're at a size where, we want that increased liquidity. We want, really big global investors being able to invest in us. And we also want some of the more international brokers to cover us so that investors from all over the world, people that want to use our product, can see results. So this is really part of growing up. Yes, it is emotional, but we're still growing a fantastic New Zealand company. So I hope people continue to get behind us as we get behind New Zealand. And it's good. We're just getting bigger.
And what, you can't grow while you're on the NZX?
No, it sort of creates problems. If we have shareholders that you know, that need to sell, and if it's not that liquid, that can depress the share price for all investors for a period of time. So, you know, getting into a much bigger pool as you progress, you know, will be ASX 200, sometime ASX 100. We get more analysts covering us, and it just allows us to get bigger and bigger and grow a bigger market cap, which is our aspiration.
Is it your intention to remain headquartered in this country? I mean, you've got thousands of staff.
Absolutely. And, you know, we put an office in Napier this year that's going really well. We've just put a new office in Wellington. We're a true New Zealand company. We're still New Zealand currency and our New Zealand company. All we did was consolidate. We're consolidating our listing instead of having it split across two exchanges. We're now on the larger Australian exchange, which is a very logical thing for our business. So, again, you know, New Zealanders should be proud.
Thank you very much. That is Rod Drury, CEO of Xero. It's now 12 past 5. Larry Williams Drive. The teacher has been...